Well, I have a question for you. Do you remember what you got for Christmas last year? Kids or adults? I actually don't. But maybe you do. Maybe some of you do. Perhaps, do you remember what you got for Christmas 2 years ago? 3 years ago? Let me ask a different question. Do you still like what you got for Christmas 2 or 3 years ago? Does it still work? Do the pants still fit? These questions remind us that as nice as whatever it might be that we receive tomorrow, it's just stuff. And stuff fades, stuff breaks, stuff loses its luster and significance. You know, the same thing could be said about life in general. Listen to some quotes from those who have it all. I've been on the other side of the looking glass. It's worthless. It doesn't feed your soul. I still feel empty inside. Russell Brand. If you are looking for fame to define you, then you will never be happy. You will always be searching for happiness. You will never find it in fame. Cameron Diaz. I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of so that they can see it's not the answer. Jim Carrey. Beauty. Let me tell you something. Being thought of as a beautiful woman has spared me nothing in life. No heartache, no trouble. Love has been a difficult thing. Beauty is essentially meaningless and it is always transitory. I can't believe what people do to themselves to make themselves look beautiful. They still have that hole in their soul. Halle Berry. The emphasis now is on personal success and personal gain, and I am sitting in it. And I'm telling you, it's not it. I'm the guy who's got everything. I know. But I'm telling you, once you've got everything, then you're just left with yourself. Brad Pitt. I was a millionaire. I had beautiful women in my life. I had cars, houses, and on a daily basis, I wanted to commit suicide. Eric Clapton. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Life is short and dissatisfying. I want you to know that is actually true. Life is short. And life is unsatisfying. If you are looking for life in anything other than the person and work of Jesus Christ. Let me just share a few reasons with you why Jesus Christ is the greatest gift ever. And why you should worship him. Number one, Jesus reorients us. Here's a problem that we all have. We all seek in ourselves and in our stuff what only can be found in God himself. The Bible teaches us that God is the creator of everything, the universe and humanity. So we are his, made in his image and made to find our joy in him. And so you see, don't you, it makes perfect sense that stuff and beauty and money and cars, none of these things can satisfy us. Only God can. And Jesus brings us to him. Jesus reconciles us to him. He takes our broken relationship with him and he mends it and reorients us so that we find our folly and his fullness. Number two, Jesus deals with our sin, guilt, and shame. Mankind's fundamental problem is that we have sinned against God. Given that he is our maker, he clearly has rights over us. And yet we have not served him, we have not loved him, we have not lived for him. We've not even thought rightly about him. Most of us, before we know Christ, we tend to think of God as some angry judge in some faraway place. You see, we don't even think of him as he actually is, the source of light and life. And the effect that all of this has upon us is that we feel guilty and we feel ashamed. Even if you say you're an atheist, you still know feelings of guilt and shame. Why? Because, friend, you are made in the image of God. Because God is real. And because you are, in fact, guilty. That's why you feel guilty. Now, the interesting thing is, most of us spend all of our lives numbing this guilt or denying this guilt or seeking to atone for this guilt through some measure of effort to do good and be good. Please listen to me. You will never be able to atone for this. But Jesus can. He died on the cross and he rose again to pay the price for the sin of all who would ever turn from their sin and trust in him. Friend, Jesus can cleanse your conscience. Jesus can take away your shame. Jesus can lift the heaviest burden of guilt off of the shoulders of anyone and everyone. Number three, Jesus gives us meaning and significance. Do you know one of the most burdensome questions that weighs on our hearts is? It's, what am I here for? What's my purpose? What's the meaning of life? Does life have any meaning? You know, I think this is where the quotes that we read a minute ago, it's where they serve us so well. You see, for most of us normal folk in this room, we will never have it all, so to speak. And in a sense, I actually think that's a kindness to us. It's a kindness because it actually allows us to remain in this space that we can imagine if we did have it all, that we'd be content. But they have it all. And they feel its emptiness. And that's scary. It is scary to know, I don't know what life's about. It is scary to not know meaning, purpose, and where they come from. It is scary to think, am I supposed to just kind of create my own reality? No, you're not. And if you try to, it's not going to work. We were meant, in the words of a historic confession of faith, to glorify God and enjoy him forever. That's the meaning of life. To glorify God and enjoy him forever. And so what Jesus does by paying for our sins and by reconciling us to the Father and by reorienting us to him is connect us to the meaning of life. And there is nothing more wonderful than to know why you're here and what your life is about. And Jesus gives that to us. Fourth, Jesus gives us victory over death and promises eternal life. The greatest fear of any person alive is the fear of death. How will I die? What happens after I die? Is there an afterwards? Where will I be? Where will I go? What will that be? Jesus removes this fear. Jesus died and rose to conquer death. He died and rose to conquer death, and Jesus promises that all those who trust in him will conquer death too. He says this in John chapter 10, one of the Gospels. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Amen. Nothing is better than Jesus. He is the greatest gift ever given. And he was given by the Father, given in love for lost and ruined sinners like you and me. And so, friends, enjoy Christmas. Enjoy opening your gifts. Enjoy your time with those you love. Enjoy laughter and good food. And in all this, remember, the greatest thing about Christmas is Jesus Christ. God made man to live, to die, to rise for all who would trust in him. And if you're not a Christian, and if you're interested in finding out more about Jesus Christ, more of what it means to believe in him, please come back. We would love to have you. We would love to answer your questions. We gather every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. for worship, and every worship service contains a message from the Bible, God's Word, that teaches us more about Jesus. Please join us. Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, you are such a good and generous God, and we know this because you have given your best, your Son, for us. So we praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for your grace and your power and your might and your generosity and your salvation through the God-man Jesus Christ. This is Christ the King. Oh, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.